You are listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 970, hour number 3. We'll start this hour with Jessie Montgomery, who is one of the women on Project W, the latest release from Sedile Records. And it's subtitled Works by Diverse Women Composers. This is something that Jessie Montgomery composed as a tribute to the multicultural place of her upbringing in New York City, covering sounds in this work, such as English consort, samba imbira, African thumb piano, dance music from Zimbabwe, as well as swing and... somewhere in there, she says, an influence of 21st century techno. Project W has several composers on it. One of them, Florence Price, relatively well known, but a little bit forgotten from the early 20th century. A very established contemporary composer, Jennifer Higdon, from the Curtis Institute, and there are a few others, such as this one from Jessie Montgomery, born New York City, 1981. This is a piece called Coincident Dances. Now, we'll follow this with recorder music in a Renaissance style from a Renaissance Dutch composer, Adrian Vilart, the Amsterdam Lucky Stardust Quartet, and we'll hear Et La Fontaine du Pré. And from John Cage, we'll hear one of the Harmony of Maine pieces, which he arranged from organ works by Supply Belcher. We'll also hear from Douglas Perkins and a piece for the aforementioned imbira, the thumb piano. We'll hear a piece from Nathan Davis's thumb piano composition, Simple Songs of Birth and Return. First, Jessie Montgomery. This runs about 12 minutes. A piece called Coincident Dances, and this is from Project W. Works by Diverse Women Composers from Sedile Records. Music performed by the Chicago Sinfonietta, conducted by Mei Ann Chen. And recorded at Naperville, Illinois, at the Wentz Hall in September of 2017.
Thank you. Thank you.
Music for thumb piano, composed by Nathan Davis. That was the first of a two-part composition, Simple Songs of Birth and Return. Part one, A Tale Begun. And Douglas Perkins named his CD, also on digital media as well, like just about all of them are. He named it Simple Song. And that's from New Focus Recordings from 2012. Douglas Perkins performing on the imbira, the thumb piano. We started with Jesse Montgomery and Coincident Dances, which is an esoteric composition here performed by the Chicago Sinfonietta. One of the instruments in there was also a thumb piano, imbira. And that was conducted by May Ann Chen at Wentz Hall, Naperville, Illinois, in September of, somewhere between September 2017 and March of 2018. It doesn't really specify the dates. That is from Project W, Works by Diverse Women Composers, newly released on Sedil Records. We follow Jesse Montgomery's Coincident Dances with the Amsterdam Lucky Stardust Quartet, and a Renaissance piece by the Dutch composer Adrian Willaert. That was called Ella Fontaine de Pré, and that's from the CD Time Signals, Recorder Music from the Netherlands, released in 2001 on Radio Netherlands, the Radio Netherlands label, and features music ranging from the Renaissance up to the late 20th century. We then heard from John Cage, and one of his renditions of a hymn by Supply Belcher, coming from Supply Belcher's volume The Harmony of Maine, first published in 1794. Supply Belcher, a native of Stoughton, Massachusetts, spent a lot of his life in Farmington, Maine, where this volume of hymns, the hymnal, The Harmony of Maine, that he is best known for, was written. And although it was virtually forgotten, one of the composers who picked up on Supply Belcher was, of all people, John Cage. Cage took inspiration from everywhere, from everywhere, from African music to Japanese Zen, and also from early American composers, such as William Billings and Supply Belcher. That was just a minute and a half piece, cataloged as Alpha CM. And Cage called his rendition that he completed in 1978 some of the Harmony of Maine. A little bit inelegant, I would say, for a title, but that was up to Cage. And that comes from a John Cage, The Works for Organ, released in 2013 on Mode Records. Pipe organ performed by Gary Vercati at the Nader Luleå Church, Luleå, Sweden, up on the Arctic Circle, November 8th, 2008. We ended with Douglas Perkins performing Nathan Davis's piece, Simple Songs of Birth and Return, Part 1, A Tale Begun. And that comes from Simple Songs on New Focus Recordings, released in 2012. And we continue. We'll hear from Elizabeth Hoffman and from Joseph Chelley and Jin-Hee Kim in the next set. From Elizabeth Hoffman, we'll hear a piece for ensemble called Barissima di Elefant, the Elephant Block, loosely translates to. This was from an Albany Records release from 2003 called Modus Notus, Chamber Works, 2002-2003, from Elizabeth Hoffman. And the performers here, piano by Ryan Doran, bass clarinet by Gene Copperud, baritone saxophone and soprano sax by Tamar Sullivan, viola by Lois Martin, cello by Christopher Finkel, percussion by Dominic Donato, and this is conducted by Thomas Carling and recorded at the American Academy of Arts and Letters in October of 2002. Elizabeth Hoffman, Barissima di Elefant, and we'll follow this with Jin-Hee Kim and a piece called April 1. And this comes from No World Trio Improvisations. No World was the name that husband and wife team Joseph Chelley and Jin-Hee Kim gave to their performance group. And when they recorded one of their CDs for Chelley's label OO Discs in the early 90s, they included a guest on each track for a different instrument, or in this case, voice, by Shelley Hirsch, and they named the CD No World Trio Improvisations. So it's a voice by Shelley Hirsch, with electric kimono by Jin-Hee Kim, with reeds and another Korean instrument, the piri, performed by Joseph Chelley, recorded at Coyote Studios in Brooklyn in 1991. First, as Elizabeth Hoffman, Barissima di Elefant. You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 970, hour number 3. And the Martian Gardens blog for complete playlists and other information is martiangardens.blog. Thank you.
Thank you. Hollis. Pyrrhic. Winds with you.
Thank you. Nothing can do. My wish, I'm a shake it, eh? My way, yeah, eh? Oh, eh, eh, oh, yeah,
the rich and abrasive extended vocals of Shelley Hirsch on the CD No World Trio Improvisations by Joseph Chelley and Jin-Hee Kim. She was their guest for this track as they were performing as No World Improvisations, and they're a duo, or they were 25 years ago, so they took No World Trio Improvisations as the title for each of these pieces on this release, having another instrumentalist such as Adam Pack on didgeridoo for another track, or Alvin Curran on synthesizers for yet another. This one called April 1, featured Shelley Hirsch on with her distinctive voice. Before that, we heard Elizabeth Hoffman, and I made a funny translation error. I said elephant block for some reason. It's Berissimon di Elephant, which only means the trumpeting of the elephant. That's from a release called Modus Notice on Albany Records, Chamber Works by Elizabeth Hoffman from 2002 and 2003. And we'll play out this program in this vernal season with Noah Kraszewski and Spring from his CD The Four Seasons, a retrospective of 21 years of music from starting in the early 90s, what he calls hyper-realist music. And I've got all the instrument-possible performers playing the original, the sound sources for this Musique Conquête, listed on the Martian Gardens blog, which is martiangardens.blog. Basically, the Four Seasons features most of the musicians that Noah Kraszewski worked with over a couple of decades. And again, this portion is entitled Spring. Music from Zadik Records, released in 2013. Here is Noah Kraszewski.
Oh! Ooh. Mm-hmm.